Tom Hanks Podcast. Wow, it's Tom Hanks Podcast. You've got Hanks, so let's say thanks for Hanks. Yeah.
Hello and welcome to You've Got Hanks. This is the podcast about Tom Hanks, and this month we're celebrating Hanksgiving. This is the holiday where we celebrate Tom Hanks in the month of Thanksgiving, because Thanksgiving kind of looks like T. Hanksgiving, which Tom Hanks is T. Hanks, so we call it Hanksgiving. So we're celebrating Hanksgiving. And in honor of Hanksgiving, we are trying to figure out what is the best Tom Hanks movie. I had my followers vote, and then we did bracket style voting, and it came down to four movies. You've Got Mail, A League of Their Own, Big, and Forrest Gump. And today, we're talking about Forrest Gump, and to be Team Forrest Gump, I'm very excited because I have two of my favorite characters in the entire world. They're two stars of the movie Cats, or two James Cordens, or not. Israel Adesanya and Oscar Montoya!
Thank you. Yes.
Thank you. Yes. Yeah, we are James Corden.
That's
in
correct.
Cats. Yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you for correctly referencing us. Yes.
Yes. A lot of people thought that was James Corden, but it was actually similar to the Olsen twins both playing the one child on Full House.
Michelle.
Michelle, Oscar, and I played James Corden in the movie Cats.
So. Yes. Yeah. So you can say we're both characters. Officially.
Yeah, you're characters. Characters. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very talented. You guys are
thank
both.
You. Very,
oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, Ruth, but I thought that was our best work.
To date.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Because, you know, we're pushing it. We're pushing ourselves. It was definitely our first. It was our final official character. We've been actors. We've been other things.
Absolutely.
But you can't be a character until you've played a cat. Although you can be someone who plays James Corden and not be a character. So
absolutely.
It was really checked two things off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's part of our character credit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We went really method, you know, because I did one Crosswalk the Musical, but Oscar did many, and we really studied James.
Exactly. And, you know, Ruha does have two beautiful cats. So Ruha also studied cats. So I did the James studying. Ruha did the cat studying. Mm-hmm. Together, we joined forces. Therefore, cactors.
Yes.
Cactors.
And these are facts. So.
Yeah, these are facts. Just like, is Forrest Gump the best Tom Hanks movie?
The answer is, of course, yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, well, we'll be discussing that today. But first up, I'm going to have you both give your opening statements as to why Forrest Gump is the best Tom Hanks movie out of all the Tom Hanks movies. So I will each give you a minute to discuss or to give your reasons why. Okay, who would like to begin?
I'll go first. I usually would go first as James. We would open the day.
Yeah.
I would go first. Then I would take my juice break. And
yeah, we should treat Oscar this like would, a job, Ruha. You're totally right.
Okay. Okay. Cool.
All right. Okay. You ready?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. And begin.
Okay. Besides just the content of the movie, Forrest Gump is the best Tom Hanks movie because it is the most iconic Tom Hanks movie. When someone says Tom Hanks movie, I assure you that on the, you know, what is that, the pyramid show, that 99 out of 100 answers are Forrest Gump. If you were that $25,000 pyramid, is that right? Anyway, you know what I'm talking about here. Family Feud? That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about Family Feud. It wasn't the pyramid show at all. Back to Forrest Gump. Okay, on Family Feud, your family, if the Taslimi family was up versus the Montoya family both playing James Corden, then they would say Forrest Gump, it would be the number one answer. It would flip around, right? And if someone said big, it would be like the fourth answer. 25 people said it, you know. Oh. Anyway, so there's that. I have a feeling that might be a minute.
Yeah, that's a minute. Very good.
You know, I'm gonna take my juice.
That
break.
Pyramid show. Oh my god. Most of that minute was just
crazy.
What show it was.
Oh my god. But all good points, Drew. All
yeah. Really, you only needed that one point.
I think it's a good one. So,
I think it's a good one too.
But yeah, it did take me a whole minute to figure out what show I was talking about. And
Family Feud.
But that's the argument. Okay, I'm gonna take my juice break, and Oscar's gonna come and really nail this.
Yeah. Oscar, are you ready?
I think so.
Okay. And begin.
Okay, so there's a lot of Tom Hanks movies. There's a lot of really great Tom Hanks movies. I would say Forrest Gump is up there. I would say Philadelphia is another one that's up there. I would say
that wasn't
one of the movies that was in contention. Listen, Forrest Gump, like Ruha was saying, is the quintessential Tom Hanks movie in the way that, like, you know, Big is good, but we see one side of Tom Hanks as an actor, right? We see all sides of Tom Hanks as an actor in Forrest Gump. This man can really deliver on, listen, I would say most actors can pull off Big. No one can pull off Forrest Gump like Tom Hanks. And that's why when we say the quintessential Tom Hanks movie, it is without a doubt Forrest Gump, because we see Tom Hanks really stretching on all, like really going for the gold, literally being the best actor he could be. And it's a tough role to play. So when you talk about iconic, it's like if you were on that reality show where every week one person is eliminated, Top Chef, it's or Top Model or Drag Race, of all the Tom Hanks
which
movies,
one
I don't remember right now, you just take your pick, Forrest Gump would be the winner of America's Next Top Model.
Okay. Wow.
Well, I just want to say that, yeah, okay, Oscar made a lot more points than I did in his minute, but he didn't figure out what show.
Right. Wow. You know, those are all really great points.
So in conclusion, Forrest Gump is the Family Feud / America's Next Top Model.
America's Next Top Model of Tom Hanks movies.
Of the Tom Hanks movies. Yeah. Exactly.
Wow. Honestly, those are really great points. I'm supposed to be unbiased.
Uh-huh.
So I can't. I
understand,
you know.
And we understand.
Well, but you want to be on top.
And survey says.
Thank you. That's the number one answer.
I really do think that out of all the Tom Hanks movies, Forrest Gump is the the one that people think of first when they think of Tom Hanks. You know, but does that mean that it's the best Tom Hanks movie? Let's find out. Okay. I have a few things that I think are essential for all Tom Hanks movies, or at least I've found that they are kind of essential. So first, I'll ask you about these different topics. Okay. First up, how Tom Hanksy is this movie?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so how Tom Hanksy is it? I think it's pretty Tom Hanksy in the way that Forrest Gump has a lot of optimism and is the American icon, very much like Tom Hanks is an American icon as well. He symbolizes sort of just like, he is, I think, Hollywood's dad. I think that's a safe claim to make. I think Forrest Gump is a literal father.
Yeah,
that's true.
That big, you don't see that in A League of Their Own. Maybe you do. I've never seen that movie. I don't know. But you know what? So to me, how Tom Hanks is it? Well, he's in it, isn't he? Yeah. So survey says he is.
Number one answer.
Ruha, take it away.
Okay, so if this was Family Feud, that would be the number one answer. But if this was Pyramid and the category was Tom Hanks, you know, you would say Forrest Gump.
That's true.
And your partner would be like, Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks, yeah.
Tom Hanks movies.
And I would even inverse that. Like if the category was Forrest Gump, or like if it was Tom Hanks, you'd say Forrest Gump and they would say Tom Hanks.
That was the same thing I said.
Uh-huh. Oh, sorry. So no, reverse that.
Well, you know what I mean? Okay, yeah.
But can you say the same for the character in A League of Their Own, honestly?
No.
Survey says, can they guess who the name of Tom Hanks' character in A League of Their Own is?
Jimmy.
I don't know.
No, I don't.
Rachel what about knows, Big? But...
Right.
Yeah, what's Rachel his name? Knows... Oh my gosh, this is such a good point. You can't name the names of these other characters.
Oh.
Does it help that it's the title? Of course.
Sure, I mean, it helps.
It helps.
Joe
but
Fox.
That's also why it's the title, is because that's how Tom Hanks is. He is Forrest Gump. Forrest Gump is the title. It's the titular character. It's the,
Thank you. Whereas, you know, A League of Their Own, not to smear my other competitors, I would say it's a Tom Hanks movie, but it's actually about the baseball team. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I would say it's a Gina Davis movie. Yeah. I would even say it's a movie Madonna was in.
It is a movie Madonna was in. I would even say it's a Lori Petty movie. Was that her name?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know who that is, but yes.
That's the sister. Okay. But it's, I mean, that movie is about women in baseball. So it's not a Tom Hanks movie.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And with Big, it's about, Tom Hanks as a character, but it's about the transfer. It's the mystical thing that happens to the character. So it's about Big is about the transformation that Tom Hanks's character goes through. Forrest Gump, you see his entire life. You see Tom Hanks' entire life. I mean, the character.
Well, as Forrest Gump,
But you see his life. It's about him. There's no ifs, and or buts about it. It's truly about him and truly about America. So
I would like to jump on that point as well, because Big is a genre of movie, right? So it's a common theme of like 13 going on 30 or whatever it is of like, you're a kid and then you turn into this other thing. So it's bigger than Tom Hanks, and and like A League of Their Own is about this other thing. And then You've Got Mail is like, yes, he's a part of that equation for that type of movie that he does a bunch. But Forrest Gump is Tom Hanks. Like, it's as Tom Hanksy as you can be. Again, I don't think any two terms are more synonymous than Tom Hanks and Forrest Gump. So therefore it is fully Tom Hanksy, and it shows all of his range, where you see glimpses in other things, like because he takes himself really seriously as an actor, and that shows up here. But he's still like sweet and charming and Hollywood's dad and comedy, and all of that comes together in Forrest Gump.
Also, to add on to what Ruha's saying, thank you, but
thank you,
because those are really great points. I'm gonna say this. If we remember, there was a movie that came out, it was called Little, and it was based on Big. Was Tom Hanks in it?
No.
A League of Their Own, they're making that a TV show.
Uh-huh.
Is Tom Hanks in it? I don't think so.
No.
Can you remake Forrest Gump? Absolutely. Not without Mr. Tom Hanks, you can't.
Absolutely.
So, do these movies exist outside of Tom Hanks? For the case of A League of Their Own and for Big, yes, they certainly can. Can it exist? Can Forrest Gump exist without Tom Hanks? Absolutely not.
Could you remake Forrest Gump now, you probably wouldn't want to.
No, you definitely don't want to.
Because it's problematic now.
You don't want to.
But that's a, yeah.
But that's, yeah. But that's a testament of the movie being the most Tom Hanks movie. It can only happen once, and it happened with Tom Hanks. And it could only happen with Tom Hanks. Yeah.
You've Got Mail is based on A Shop Around the Corner and also a bunch of other things. So it's been done before without... Tom Hanks. So, wow. Okay.
There's two things in this world that you cannot make without Tom Hanks. Number one, Forrest Gump. Number two is that Carly Rae Jepsen music video.
I really, really, and that's everything.
Yeah.
And that's a fact. And that's it.
And all we're talking about today are facts.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, and that includes Philadelphia, which is my favorite Tom Hanks movie.
I agree. I'm on the same page, Rue.
Yeah.
People didn't vote for that one. I think that's too sad.
That is sad.
It's sad that people didn't vote, but the movie is also sad. So it's sad.
I think it's just too sad to be like, you know, because I get it.
Yeah. And I get it. And it is bigger than him.
It's not the Tom Hanks defined movie and
Mm-mm. I already got to do the episode on You've Got Hanks about Philadelphia, so I'm good
right.
because I will say another thing that I think is a Tom Hanks thing is rewatchability. So how rewatchable is Forrest Gump?
Extremely rewatchable. Tons.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Is that even a question? Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Are you? Wow.
I will say that your other competitors, is that what they're called? They have, a lot of them have said that Forrest Gump is not a movie that they would want to rewatch because they think that it's too long.
So these are people who prioritize shortness.
Okay, yeah. What do they watch? Okay, TikTok videos like, all day?
Yeah, probably. No.
Sorry, for a sophisticated palate like we have, like the characters have, we can rewatch it, and there's different elements to this movie that you can watch again and again and again. Is it long? Again,
absolutely.
This is not a lying podcast. We are telling the truth. It is a long movie. But that doesn't mean that it's not enjoyable or rewatchable in the slightest.
No.
Also, like, what it only proves even more what a good movie it is to be that long and really hook you and be entertaining. It doesn't feel long. You're not like, oh, what a long movie. Some of the best movies are long movies.
I agree.
If anything, I would argue that that's a sign of a good quality movie is over a certain length, and this one definitely lives in that. How are you going to tell this whole epic story without this kind of length?
What a story, right? This feels like six stories where, like, no shade to the other competitors, but they're telling one story. Forrest Gump is telling like what, 8-9 stories?
Yeah, at least.
I mean, it's totally telling the story of America.
It is. Yeah. It's a story of a man. It's a story of a country. And, you know, it could be, you know, there's definitely parts missing because it's a story of a certain type of man, you know, but naturally, we know that Hollywood's going to tell a story about America.
But it was also a story of a feather, too. So... The feather comes in at the beginning and then the feather ends the movie too. So it's a story of
the feather is the co-star of Forrest Gump. Absolutely. It's second billing, but let it be known it's second billing.
It is second billing before Robin Wright and
absolutely. And Sally Field.
and
Haley Joel Osment.
And it did win an Oscar.
And Gary Sinise. Yeah.
But also, you know, really interesting, Ruha, that, you know, so our favorite movies have won Oscars. Specifically, Tom Hanks has won Oscars.
Oh, that's a good point.
Philadelphia and Forrest Gump. So, wow. I mean, the Academy
back to back.
I mean, first of all, that's breaking records. You know what I mean? Number two, I mean, what does that say about the actor contributing? Mm-hmm. No shade to the other ones, but Tom Hanks is fantastic in all those movies. But did he win an Academy Award for that?
Was he even nominated?
And that's it.
For
and that's
big
And of course, we know that the Academy Awards are, of course, gatekeeping and, like, you know, all the issues that go along with that.
Well, very,
like,
well, of course, awards, but that's a different
thing. But that's the whole thing in Hollywood.
Sorry, we're not talking about that.
Yeah. I mean, big he was. That was his first nomination. But,
oh, okay.
But he,
that was cute. That was cute. That was a cute warm up. That's a cute.
But he didn't win.
Nah,
he didn't win.
He won first for Philadelphia, and then he won for Forrest Gump, which I think is something that should be, because winning two times in a row, the second time is harder. Mm-hmm. Because
absolutely, because you already got one.
Yeah. That's such a good point, Rachel. So that proves how good this was. And frankly, I mean, if he was, let's say, in some miracle fantasy world, he was nominated for A League of Their Own, it wouldn't have been his lead actor.
No. Wow.
So then it begs the question, star. Is it even his movie?
It's not his movie.
Ooh, Ruha, you
He's just
you?
In it. He's just in it.
Okay, well then, see, and that are, and that, honestly, case closed. And that's the end of our argument.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Okay, well,
I feel really bad for whoever's arguing for A League of Their Own.
You know,
because they were just like,
but you know what, Rue? They chose that. They chose that's true. They could have chosen Forrest Gump like we did, but they chose wrong. They chose wrong.
I bet it was Colin McGurk.
It was?
Yeah. It was.
How did you know, Rue? How did you know?
I just felt like Colin would do this. And that Colin would be wrong.
Yeah.
Shout out to Colin.
We love Colin. Colin McGurk, love Colin. We love you, but
Colin
you're wrong.
Was our stunt double as James Corden in Cats.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, I know that you guys keep saying that point proved, but we still have a few more things.
Okay,
that
let's entertain the other points. Yeah, we know who wins.
Okay, so I think Tom Hanks movies need to be quotable. So how what's the quotability of Forrest Gump?
Are you kidding? You're just handing us the win repeatedly.
I would actually, I would love to know. Besides, there's no crying in baseball. What other quotes are quotable from the other movies?
Thank you.
I mean, You've Got Mail has a few fun ones for fans, like F-O-X and that caviar is a garnish. And,
yeah, but Family Feud, none of those would come up.
Yeah. You know, I will say I quote You've Got Mail a lot, but it is not a well-known quote. It's a quotable movie to fans of the movie, but not...
Right.
Because people...
I would say...
Yeah.
I would say There's No Crying in Baseball would be in the Family Feud board.
Yeah. I agree.
Probably like
agree.
Fourth, fifth.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And after so many Forrest Gump quotes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, and then... and big... Was there like...
No.
I'm big now. That's probably the quote.
Something about baby corn.
What? The baby?
Yeah, he's...
There's baby that baby corn. That's
okay.
Baby. There's that baby corn scene, but it's not a quote. Yeah. It would be like, oh, that scene on the piano. But it's like, no.
Right,
that's not
right.
a quote.
That's not a quote. That's not a quote. Exactly.
But, you know, life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. That's number one on the Family Feud board.
I would say stupid is as stupid does.
Yes. Also, it's not just Tom Hanks fans or fans of this movie. Like, these quotes were like everywhere. This is universal. Yeah.
Run, Forrest, run.
Run, Forrest, run.
Honestly, a quote that I say in my personal life all the time is, seats taken, and I say it a lot.
You do say it all the time.
So,
every time we're switching for James Corden and Cats,
that's right. It's
I'm
a little
like,
joke.
You're
that
up.
I have. Yeah.
He's like, seats taken.
Yeah. And we giggle, we have a little giggle after.
Yeah. It's funny.
Wow, okay.
And then all you know, listing all the shrimp.
Oh my goodness, I'm waiting for a drag queen to do that now. No.
Oh, has no that hasn't happened.
I'm just waiting for it to happen. I'm just waiting for it to happen.
Yeah. And then again, it's not a quote, but that whole scene of Robin Wright like having her almost drug overdose.
Yeah.
Is I think a very famous quote.
Yeah.
All of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
All of
that.
Oh,
hi. We win again. Knocked it out of the park.
Wow. Okay.
Bye.
Another thing that I think is a very Tom Hanks thing that is in most movies is Tom Hanks has a yelling moment. It's like the you are a toy in Toy Story and there's no crying in baseball. Mm-hmm. Is there a yelling moment in Forrest Gump?
Well, the thing, the yeah. character doesn't uh-huh. lend himself to like outrages like that, you know, because he's not like, he's not an angry person. There's no anger okay. sort of catered to that.
Do you want me to set up a little, maybe a little softball for you?
Yes, please, because sure, I sure. didn't, I okay. did, I know it's very rewatchable, but I didn't rewatch it.
Oh, I did.
Oh, okay. Does he not have a moment like that?
I don't remember. No, I don't really remember.
There's
no.
a moment where they're in DC and Jenna uh-huh. is getting on a,
okay, he wants yes. her to
get on a bus.
Yeah.
To.
Because he's trying to help her clean herself up.
He wants to get her to Greenpoint, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And he may say that in a yelly way.
Okay, so then yes. Thank you, Rachel. He does have that moment.
Greenpoint, Alabama. Bam!
Oh, okay. Yes.
Okay, yeah,
so
great.
There you go.
Yeah,
okay.
Thank you.
So there you
so
go.
So he does have and a just, moment. Right. It's not very memorable.
It's not very memorable. Ooh, yeah. But the fact that he has that kind of moment to me signifies iconic Tom Hanks movie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Despite his uh-huh. character being so even keel and calm, cool, and collected.
He still yeah. finds a way to get it in there. Mm-hmm. And it also speaks to how incredibly overall iconic this is besides what his typical standout thing is, because that's not the standout yeah. of yeah. this performance. Yeah. And those other things, it's like, oh, it's such a standout because you just love to see Tom Hanks do it. But here you're so wowed by everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I would like you to just shout out some of the best scenes from the movie.
What was the best scene of the movie? You know, to me, the shrimp scene was so great. Mm-hmm. The scene where Tom Hanks see? There you go. Forrest Gump. See, I said Tom Hanks.
Oh my gosh.
I meant to say Forrest Gump.
That tells you so much.
That tells you everything.
Yeah.
Where he's talking to Jenny's like tombstone and talking about the sun. Oh, like that was really emotional. I think to me that was like the moment, the Oscar moment for him. I was like, oh, this is like emotional. The best, I mean, the opening shot of the feather landing on Forrest Gump's like dirty ass sneakers. He picks it up and then we begin our journey. He puts it in between Curious George, which is his favorite book, which is a metaphor for his journey in life. Oh. You know, he's to me, that's an icon. And you know, my mom always said life is like just the introduction of that movie. It is fresh. It's never been done before. We are introduced to him, the character, the actor, the story, the end.
Yeah.
Wow.
There's too many great ones. And I know, but I love that scene with Jenny in the hotel room.
Jenny's was really good. Also the scene with Lieutenant Dan where he has that freak out.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was supposed to die. Like that is so good.
So good.
Yeah.
Also, this is like not even, it was like a little moment, but I personally love the scene where Forrest is teaching Forrest Jr. how to play ping pong, and you see Haley Joel Osment holding a ping pong, just standing there looking adorable, and it's like very cute. And that, I love that scene, but it was like part of a montage, so
yeah,
I love that. That montage wins.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Those are good scenes. I like when he offers Lieutenant Dan ice cream.
Yes. When he has his ass shot.
Yeah.
He got shot in the ass. Also, I gotta say this, you know, Tom Hanks is America's dad. Am I like attracted to Tom Hanks? Not necessarily. He is like a sweet, nice looking guy. But when I tell you the keister on Mr. Hanks, Forrest Gump, superb. I mean, he was running for most of the movie and he had a stacked ass that was really great. And when he got shot in the ass, it had a nice curve. So shout out to Tom Hanks in Forrest Gump for having that juicy ass.
Yeah, I think for sure it's the best his butt has ever looked in any of the movies. Mm-hmm. And that's a win.
And that's an accomplishment, wow. You know?
So,
because who is Tom Hanks without his butt?
Right.
Just a man.
Just a man.
Mm-hmm.
Just a man, no butt man. Wow. I didn't know ass was a thing, but it is now.
And that should be a category, Rachel. I don't know why it's not.
Well, yeah, is that not one of the categories? Is how Tom Hanks' ass looks in this movie?
I'm sorry, I wasn't looking.
Okay, well.
Sorry.
Rachel, he got shot in the butt. You saw his butt. I mean, you don't see
his butt. I was looking at the ice cream. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I will say, speaking of Tom Hanks' body, this is a true story. I saw this movie when it came out, so I was like early, like a super young kid. I haven't hit puberty at all. And there is a tiny moment where he comes out of the showers. He's in the army and he has a towel wrapped around him. Mm-hmm. And you get to see a little bit of his pubes. And that was the first time in my entire life I saw someone's pubes and I freaked out. So because I was like, what is that? Like, why does he have hair there? Like, that's so weird to me. So was the first time.
Okay, and if that's not a winner, then I don't want to be in this contest.
It's so random, but to me, that's my. So when I think about Forrest Gump, that is the first thing my brain goes to.
Why is those hairs there?
And everyone's like, "Why is this kid screaming in the theater?"
He started throwing popcorn everywhere.
It's jarring when you. I gotta say, it's very jarring. It's very jarring.
Yeah. I know what you mean though. When you're young, it's very like.
And it was like imprinted. It was imprinted in me from an early. It was so weird to me. I was just like, yeah. Oh my God.
Did you like look into it after and you were like, pubes?
No.
Like,
I was just
like,
didn't
know what pubes were. I
was just
and then you were like,
scared by it. And I like, didn't. I was just like, okay, anyway. But it really freaked me out.
It helped you grow as a person.
Yeah.
Yes. That's a sign of a good movie.
And that's a sign because you know it taught me things.
Wow. Okay. This one, some people have said it's not an important one, but I think it is. How important is New York City to a Tom Hanks movie? There is one scene where he is in New York, in Forrest Gump. But I think Tom and New York have a really good chemistry, and I think it's important to a good Tom Hanks movie.
The best movie with Tom Hanks and New York chemistry?
Well, you know, You've Got Mail is in New York. Then
Sleepless
in Seattle is in New York.
The top of the Empire State Building thing.
But
it's Sleepless in Seattle.
Yeah, but they meet on the Empire State Building.
That's the most iconic scene is they meet at the Empire State Building at the end of the movie. So,
and that's a thing that people are like very into doing. And Tom Hanks was always a good host of Saturday Night Live.
That's a good point.
Sully,
he's the miracle.
Oh, Sully, right.
Big takes place in New York City.
That's right, F.A.O. Schwartz, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Philadelphia doesn't happen.
No, it doesn't.
And I think Philadelphia is great.
True.
And Forrest Gump, at least it happens. It happens in Sleepless in Seattle. It's just not the iconic scene of the movie.
Right. But question, Rachel. Does New York City make an appearance in A League of Their Own?
No, it doesn't.
It does not.
Interesting.
And A League of Their Own is still in the running? Just to be clear,
it's people voted for it. So
I mean, I've never seen the movie, but people love it. It's a very beloved movie.
Yeah, but it's not a Tom Hanks movie. Tom Hanks just
right,
in it.
But like when I'm thinking of like cosplaying and people like dressing up, people dress up like the Peaches. I think I'm
right.
Assuming,
yeah,
Peaches, called. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So you know,
how did you know what they were called?
Episode of Drag Race. You know, Robbie Turner, season 8, dressed up.
Oh, sorry, okay, and I'm glad I asked.
Literally, my only
never
reference
seen
point.
The movie, but I do know from Drag Race, and that is perfect.
Yeah. I mean, but out of all the Tom Hanks, yes, Rockford Peaches is probably a famous one, but that's not Tom Hanks. Mm-hmm. And people dress up as Forrest. A lot of people dress up as Forrest. There's a lot of costumes I've seen. There's the one where he's like in the suit with
a lot of costumes to choose from.
One where he's running with the beard, you know?
Mm-hmm. He's in the military. Military. One.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then Jenny's a great costume too.
Yeah, it's a great costume. I would say Forrest's mom, Sally Field, is a great costume too.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. You could play Gary Sinise, Lieutenant Dan.
You could play Lieutenant Dan. Gary Sinise. Yeah. He's a good actor.
He's a good actor. He's a very good actor.
Yeah.
He's in another Tom Hanks movie, Apollo 13.
Apollo 13.
Oh. Didn't make it to the
top four. No. It's a bummer. A bummer.
Apollo 13 felt very much like Oscar baity in the sense that it was like, oh, here's a historical moment. We're gonna win a lot of awards. Look at this cast, which is great. Ron Howard's a great director. But you know, the cool thing about Forrest Gump is that it is Oscar baity, where it's like where it's like very ambitious, but there's like a lot of mainstream appeal to Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
And I think it's why? Because of Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
Wow.
It just works. It's a great movie.
Mm-hmm.
The best.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have a few other Forrest Gump specific things.
Okay.
We've already touched on one of them. This is the only Oscar winner in the group of four. Which, you know, is important.
Yeah, it speaks volumes. For us. Thank you.
Not only did it win an Oscar, Tom Hanks won an Oscar as best actor.
Yeah.
Meaning.
It was him.
Yeah.
It was him.
Everyone knows that.
This is the only movie in the group that was directed by a man, Robert Zemeckis. Two of the movies were directed by Penny Marshall, though.
Who I stan. I love Penny Marshall. I read her memoir. She's talented.
Although I did hear a thing recently that that on Laverne and Shirley, her and her co-star were like fiercely hated each other. And and literally would be like count the lines, and they would like bring up stuff if either of them had more lines than the other one, and Penny Marshall so petty to me. I was like, Penny,
Penny Marshall, more like Petty Marshall. Yeah.
Wow.
Anyway,
wow.
Did you say Pennyway?
So Pennyway.
So this is, what are your thoughts on this being Robert Zemeckis?
I mean, sometimes you have to let men direct. They do it most of the time, and we hate that. But I guess you have to let it happen. Like, you can't, I don't think you can deduct points from the movie just because, also, like, we know it was, you know, we already acknowledge this, there's a lot of stuff we're not talking about, and that's another point.
And here's the thing, Robert Zemeckis, say what you will about him, but he's made iconic movies. Back to the Future, another beloved movie that I would say made Michael J. Fox synonymous with Back to the Future.
Absolutely. Has
experience with that whole thing, because if you were to do a Michael J. Fox podcast, mm-hmm. which Rachel, maybe you should, like, and you did this exact episode, Back to the Future would be the winner. And you know, Robert Zemeckis is tied to both, so you know, there is a parallel there.
I think I agree with that. Yeah.
Yeah. He's also done another Tom Hanks movie.
Didn't he do Castaway?
He did, right? Or was that?
I think he did Castaway because he was nominated for director that year, I think.
I think we need to look up Robert Zemeckis.
I know another movie that he's done with Tom Hanks, but Castaway. He's done Castaway.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But another one that's more festive.
You know, I've never seen him before because his picture came up when I looked him up. Uh-huh. And he looks a lot more like David Letterman than I realized.
Yeah.
There's a vague similarity.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's jarring, actually, Ru. Yeah, you're totally right.
Thank you.
The smile, the chin, something about him.
Yeah, there's like a quality.
Yeah.
There's one particular picture that comes up on Google at the end where I'm like, David.
Okay. Looking at his resume, I mean, there's a bunch of iconic movies.
Death Becomes Her.
Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Yeah.
Romancing the Stone.
Which Oscar and I did play Roger Rabbit.
Wait, we did? Oh, yes.
That was when we became Raptors.
Absolutely.
So.
Yes, but Raptors. There's also
the Polar Express.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And Castaway.
Right. So he's familiar with Mr. Hanks.
He has an upcoming. They're working together on the upcoming live action Pinocchio.
Ooh. Oh, he directed What Lies Beneath?
Okay,
He did all the Back to the Future, so they never switched. They were like, it's yours.
I mean, why ruin a good thing?
Yeah, they knew. Wow. And Contact?
Monster House, iconic.
Yeah.
Iconic.
Wow, so... Bob Zemeckis.
Contact.
Good.
Yeah, you said Contact. Yeah, incredible. Yeah. So listen.
So
yes, he is a male director, you know, but come on. The pedigree speaks for itself. I mean, this man is experienced.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Another thing we talked about, this is probably the most quoted Tom Hanks movie.
Absolutely.
Agree.
Okay. Next up. This is the only Tom Hanks movie that has a restaurant.
Yeah, just finish the sentence. This is the only Tom Hanks movie, period.
Rachel.
We agree. Rachel, the sentence stopped.
This is the only Tom Hanks movie that has a restaurant.
Bubba Gump Shrimp.
It affected pop culture and the restaurant industry as we know it. Can we say the same for any Tom Hanks movie?
No.
We certainly cannot and will not.
No. And there wouldn't be. And Bubba Gump Shrimp, no offense to the people from Bubba Gump, is not good. You know? And it is very popular because of this movie. Listen.
Rachel has birthday parties at Bubba Gump. I've been three times. It's great. It's a good time. It's a fun experience.
It's fun. The food's bad.
The food is not great, but the vibes.
But the vibes, yeah.
Vibes are correct.
Yes.
And the vibes are Forrest Gump.
Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And isn't it amazing that it's not called the Forrest Gump Restaurant? It's called Bubba Gump Shrimp. Which means you're honoring not the actor Tom Hanks, you're honoring the character Forrest Gump. So it's like the character bleeding into real life, which is iconic.
It makes you think it's a true story because Bubba Gump was real in the movie.
Yes. Which means we are living in the Forrest Gump universe.
This movie crosses over in that way. It really transcends it into our universe. Yeah. And it also, like, to be able to call Bubba Gump Shrimp and everyone just knows exactly what that is and is excited about it because of the movie, that shows you, like, what this movie is.
Yeah.
How big of a deal this movie is.
Impactful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. I can't think of another movie that has a restaurant.
The diner from When Harry Met Sally, but I don't know the fucking name of that.
That was
a restaurant in our world where it's like this movie's restaurant.
Doesn't exist. Good Burger when it was a pop-up for a couple of years.
That's it. The Good Burger pop-up, like any of those pop-ups, but those were just pop-ups, like the Saved by the Bell pop-up,
right? The Max
and the Twin Peaks did like a Double R Diner pop-up.
Yes.
But also most of these TV shows, not movies.
Yeah.
And not full businesses that are like chain restaurants that are always open.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Wow. Bubba Gump could have been a pop-up. It stood the test of time, and it's here to stay.
And the restaurant business is incredibly difficult. Everyone knows that. Restaurants fail all the time. This is a successful restaurant business. And we, as we've already established, the food is not good. So the entire success of this is because of the success of this movie. It's because of what a big deal this movie is. It's the best movie.
And that cute little shrimp mascot. Yeah.
And that cute shrimp mascot, everyone.
Yeah, wow.
You got to give credit to that cute shrimp mascot. Oscar and I did audition to be that shrimp mascot.
Unfortunately, we didn't have much experience with shrimp acting, shrimping. So
shrimping, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So unfortunately, it was given to some other person. I think Colin McGurk ended up getting it.
I think Colin McGurk did end up getting it. It was really unfortunate. Yeah. It was really just a shoot, though. Shrimpy. They said they weren't looking for the acting chops so much as just
just someone to move around.
Because we were very clear that most of our famous gigs were our first time as that animal, but anyway, it was nice to throw a bone to McGurk. Can't do it again though. A League of Their Own is out of this race.
Yeah,
so. Absolutely. Wow. Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, and my last thing is I have a question. Is this the movie that made Tom Hanks Tom Hanks?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, like so much. None of these movies would be on this list if it wasn't for Forrest Gump. Like
I would say the only other movie that sort of comes close is Big, because we're introduced to Tom Hanks as like the jovial, like whatever. Before that, he was sort of just like a normal actor, and then I think Big was the beginning of his star rise. But Forrest Gump is one of his biggest. I don't want to say first, because I think again, Ruha Philadelphia is the first.
Yeah.
But Forrest Gump is the better or like most more iconic one, where you take Tom Hanks as the serious actor.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's a full A-lister because of Forrest Gump.
Absolutely. I think so we started out with Bosom Buddies, and then like Big is good.
It was cute.
But like, I don't think, and Philadelphia is great, and Philadelphia would be remembered as a movie just for what it was. Mm-hmm. But Tom Hanks and Tom Hanks's like collective career and the name that we know as Tom Hanks, I think was absolutely shot up to the level that it is by Forrest Gump. And
because Forrest Gump, the character, broke through. I mean, it was such an influential part of pop culture.
Yeah.
Wow. And the tricky thing is that for most people, Forrest Gump becomes more popular than the actor who played him. Okay. But in this rare instance, Tom Hanks was so iconic that both Tom Hanks and Forrest Gump got to live side by side, where they, to me anyway, they became interchangeable for a moment of time.
He is the Bubba Gump shrimp restaurant of the movie himself, because they both shot up in our world and the universe collided again.
Wow.
And that's it.
Survey says best Tom Hanks movie. Number one answer.
Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump.
Wow. Okay. Well, now.
Philadelphia will come in second.
And just to be clear, Oscar and I are slightly biased because we did audition and we did get the part of Jenny's toes on the edge of the ledge.
Oh, wow. In that hotel room. Wow.
I thought, Ruha, we weren't supposed to bring that up.
Because I don't know.
Then people would think we're biased.
Yeah, I know, but I think we should admit it.
Well, now.
And is how we became Toasters.
Toasters.
Yeah, toe actors, yeah. We have yet to become Toasters, so if anyone makes a movie about Toasters, please hit us up, because we'd love to get our hands into a little toast acting.
Okay.
Live action Brave Little Toaster remake?
Ooh.
Fingers crossed.
Okay, Hollywood.
I thought you said Colin for a second. I was like, no, Colin can only be our stunt double.
No. Hollywood. Okay. Now I would like you each to, as your final thing, say in a sentence why a Forrest Gump is better than each of the movies. So we'll go first. We'll say You've Got Mail. So why is Forrest Gump better than You've Got Mail?
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
No, well, I'm just going to say it's better than You've Got Mail because I've never seen You've Got Mail. So that's, for me,
that sums it up.
You know, it's a movie. Forrest Gump is a movie that I watch on my own accord. You've Got Mail is probably a movie I'd watch because I'd have to watch it because of a podcast or something like that. I'm not a rom-com kind of guy. So, yeah, that's why it's better.
Okay.
Do I do one for You Got Mail too?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So I saw Forrest Gump multiple times in the theater. I only saw You've Got Mail this last year virtually with Rachel for a podcast episode for the Tom Hanks stuff. So, you know, like it just like isn't as big of a deal. And that's just part of the rom-com world. Those are like Tom Hanks, Meg Ryan vehicles, which is cute, but that's kind of its own thing, collaboration. This is Tom Hanks.
That's a good point. Because, yeah, you have movies like that that are like Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan, but it's like, yeah, Forrest Gump, Tom Hanks can have this movie all for himself. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Now, why is Forrest Gump better than A League of Their Own?
Okay, I'm just going to restate the obvious. Tom Hanks. Okay. A League of Their Own is a movie that Tom Hanks is in and not a Tom Hanks movie. Forrest Gump is the Tom Hanks movie, not even just a Tom Hanks movie.
Well said.
Everybody says.
Yeah. And for me, I've never seen A League of Their Own. I have seen Forrest Gump.
And you have seen Drag Race.
And I have seen, the most I've seen of A League of Their Own is a reference of it on Drag Race.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, why is Forrest Gump better than Big?
Oscar, have you seen Big? Because a lot of people are going to start to think.
No, I've seen.
A lot of people are going to start to think you only pick Forrest Gump because it's the only one you've seen. I think our arguments.
Could you imagine if I
overall.
Just picked any other movie, even despite not seeing it? No, I have seen Big, and I do like Big. See, Big is probably the hardest one for me to sort of like compete against because I do really enjoy Big. I think Tom Hanks is fantastic in Big. Who was on the Big episode?
Yeah, who did that
was. It was Rob Scarbo and Zach Olson.
Great, I love them both.
Love them.
They're great. So obviously they have good taste. I will say though, Forrest Gump is a movie where Tom Hanks like really has marinated and is like at his zenith. You know,
yes,
Big is like he's still figuring it out, he's discovering himself. Forrest Gump is like him at his like over 9,000 power level, a Dragon Ball Z reference for all you Dragon Ball Z nerds out there. This is him working at his like most refined, and like really going on all cylinders. So,
yeah,
wow,
Ruha.
Okay,
so I agree with a lot of that. Oscar said that so well. I love Big too. Big is so charming. Mm-hmm. Big is like, and Big as opposed to these other, because I don't, You've Got Mail and A League of Their Own in their own ways. Like League of Their Own's on the bottom, then You've Got Mail. As far as being actually a Tom Hanks movie. Okay. So Tom Hanks is in A League of Their Own, not a Tom Hanks movie. You've Got Mail, Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan movie, but it's not just a Tom Hanks movie. Big is a Tom Hanks movie. Forrest Gump is a Tom Hanks movie, but he is still finding himself. And just for all those people who think we're biased, Oscar and I were also in Big. We were the genie.
We were the genie.
We were the genie.
We were Zoltar.
Zoltar.
Yes.
Zoltar.
We were Zoltar, absolutely.
And that was when we became genie-ters.
Yeah. So, you know, and honestly, I would say I really was like, should I be playing the part of Zoltar? I don't think that that's correct.
But
like,
I felt okay with it.
Yeah, and then Ruha was like, it's fine.
I was like, it's okay for me to play Zoltar. And I was like, and you're my Olsen.
Right. Because so we're a package deal.
We're a package deal. So, yeah. But all the actual footage is me. Anyway.
Yes,
exactly.
But, I went to all the rehearsals. Ruha actually shot the thing. Yeah. But actually, you know, that's a good point. Like, I think the only contender here is Big, would be Big in the best Tom Hanks movie, in my personal opinion.
It's the only other one that is a Tom Hanks movie.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But having said that, it is early. It's not like, it's fun. I love it. It's charming. It's great. It is not like epic, like Forrest Gump is. It's not an Academy Award winner.
Yes, exactly. And I'm also going to say, who is the character, don't even fucking remember, but to play that character is challenging, and to make it like charming and everything is great, and Tom Hanks did bring a lot of that, but I think a lot of actors could play the character in Big. I don't know if truly anybody else could play Forrest Gump and still make the character likable, charming, and like, because, you know, it's tough to play a character like Forrest Gump. He's like supposed to be a simpleton, you know, so like that's already really hard to play, because there is a fine line between like coming across as problematic, you know what I mean?
And so, I think does this cross that line now? We haven't talked about it. Like,
I know, think, yeah, that, you know, it can, yes, absolutely.
Yeah. And it was during an era that was incredibly problematic in Hollywood, of like people being very rewarded.
I mean, Leonardo DiCaprio
for playing parts that were
Shia LaBeouf and True Confessions. Like, we've seen actors sort of do it and been like, "Eek, yikes!"
Yeah,
and like currently been like, "Yeah, Leonardo, maybe not. Don't play that." Yeah, Shia LaBeouf, maybe no. But no one's talking about Tom Hanks. Not
yeah, but Forrest Gump is still like, no, it's done in this way that is.
You know what I mean?
Really honoring of the character, and
wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you guys have really brought out a lot of good points for Forrest Gump. You know,
did we win?
We're gonna leave
we'll
it
the
up
listeners
to
decide.
The listeners decide.
I think they'd agree.
Yeah. Agree, but also it's a flawed system. So if survey doesn't say, then that's on them.
I will say, I'm unbiased. One of the top four is my favorite Tom Hanks movie, but I don't think it is the best Tom Hanks movie.
And listen, and honestly, Rachel, the listeners need to hear that.
Yeah.
Because that is a huge distinction, right? Just because it's your favorite movie doesn't make it the best Tom Hanks movie. We are definitively saying, Ruha and I are both definitively saying that Forrest Gump is the best Tom Hanks movie. That is a fact. Opinions are like, this is my favorite movie. I'm not going to be like, oh no, like that's not, you know, that this has to be your favorite Tom Hanks movie. That's not what we're saying.
Yeah.
My favorite Tom Hanks movie is probably The Polar Express, but.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Philadelphia.
Philadelphia is the best Tom Hanks movie. I think my favorite, Polar Express. But see, the fact that I can say, despite the fact that Polar Express might be my favorite,
oh my God,
Forrest Gump is the best.
I've never seen Polar Express.
It's
do
insane.
I have to see it?
No, it's actually pretty bad, but I love it because of you. Well, you know my taste, Rue.
Yeah, I know. So I might enjoy it.
It's got a lot of
Tom. Even with Philadelphia, I think being the best movie that is a Tom Hanks movie, I still think the best Tom Hanks movie might still be Forrest Gump, just because of how like quintessential Tom Hanks it is. Rachel, I'm guessing your favorite is You've Got Mail.
You know, I can't say.
Okay, it but is. We know for a fact
we know
it is,
that it
we
is.
We know, Rachel. We're friends.
We know, Rachel.
We know.
Okay.
Well,
and yes, audience, we are biased. Yes. We know Rachel and are friends with Rachel.
Well, thank you guys for being here to discuss Forrest Gump potentially being the best Tom Hanks movie. But where can people find you guys?
Well, tell them about the project we're currently working on, Oscar.
Well, we can't really say because we did sign an NDA, but we'll tell you. We are luckily, we're going to be Storkers in the movie, in the DreamWorks movie Storks 2, after the very popular Storks movie that came out a couple of years ago. So
very popular.
Keep your eyes peeled for that.
Yeah.
Is that it?
That's it.
That's it. But you can also follow me on social media at Ozzymo, O-Z-Z-Y-M-O, on Instagram and Twitter. And you can follow Ruha at
Ruha Taslimi, RUHATASLIMI. It's my name on just Instagram.
I thought you were going to say, I really thought you were going to say, don't wear it out.
And don't wear it out. Oscar, you're on Twitter. I had no idea.
I rarely use it. I truly do.
I mean,
not
I'm not. It. I'm not on. So I wouldn't. I assumed. I was like, Oscar doesn't use Twitter.
No, I basically shouldn't have Twitter because I don't ever use it. But, you know.
Okay. But follow I'm on Oscar Twitter. On Twitter. Yeah. Oscar on Twitter. Yeah. And then I'm working with the Comedy Co-op LA. So you can follow us on Instagram as well and Twitch and YouTube. We have a virtual show coming this Wednesday at 9 that I'll be in.
Ooh. Ooh. Oh, also too, like if you liked, if the listeners liked ranking or finding definitive lists or something, I'm on I host a podcast called Podcast Kill the Video Star with my friend Manu Agapian, and you can follow us at Podcast Kill the Video Star on Instagram. And what we do is we're trying to find the definitive top 100 music videos of all time determined by the listeners. So if you liked ranking stuff, go check out Podcast Kill the Video Star.
Woo woo!
Yeah. Wow. Well, thank you so much. I hope you guys continue to celebrate Hanksgiving this month by watching more Tom Hanks movies. And really, T. Hanks for being here.
T. Hanks for having us.
Yeah. And Hanks for listening. Okay, bye.
It's a Tom Hanks podcast. Wow, it's Tom Hanks podcast.